Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Because it is Monday, that means Laura Kennard Day, and she's in talking about business, networking, social media, stuff to do in the metro when it comes to business, your career, and places to go to see and be seen. Welcome, Laura. Laura is, of course, dmbizmixer.com, and we will have links, of course, to that up on the radio blog. Good Monday to you.
Good Monday. It is fair week.
Mm-hmm.
We had, you've already been out to the fair. You checked checked it off. You're done.
Not really. I don't know.
more than ever before, the fair is now also like politics central.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and it is every 4 years, except this time we have 25 Democratic candidates running. And so the political soapbox at the Des Moines Register just continues to revolve. And, it's just been, I was out there the other day. I saw Senator Gillibrand. I saw Senator Warren. I saw Joe Sustek. That week earlier, I was with former Vice President Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. And, it's constant.
Is it harder for him to move around?
Senator Klobuchar was also outside. I was talking to Senator Klobuchar's husband, John, on Saturday. And, you know, there's this whole scrum of reporters following Senator Klobuchar around the fairgrounds. And
oh, really?
Of course. I mean, there's got to be 20, 25 reporters that dog every one of these candidates wherever they go. And so it's this huge scrum moving down main concourse at the fair. And so I happened to see Senator Klobuchar's husband, John. He was about 20 feet ahead of the pack. And I stopped him and I said, "Hey, John, we had lunch not too long ago." He's a great guy. So we just stood there and talked for a minute. And I said, "Man, you're kind of dressed in those jeans and everything. He said, "I would much rather wear shorts."
Oh, yeah.
But it is the campaign season. I said, I totally
it is.
Understand.
It is the
campaign. I said, "So where's Amy?" He says, "Look behind me about 25 feet."
And
here was the scrum of reporters and microphones and cameras. And So that's the way it is. It is the great Iowa State Fair.
It's the, yes. And did they always do those boxes?
Oh, yeah. Soapbox? Sure.
It's on the news all the time now. You know, they talk about them.
Well, sure.
And maybe it is because there are so many this year.
Yeah, I mean, if there are four or five candidates, you'd have four or five times gone. But now with 25, you know, they mm-hmm. fill up even weekdays.
Busy. Well, so I also has just been watching that on the news, and just of course what we talked about last time with all of the shootings and things, and that's been on their mind, on everyone's mind. That's being addressed. Plus this new trade stuff that happened. I'm sure you've been talking about that. China. So we're now having like a game of chicken between us.
Here's what's going to happen. If the president goes through with his threatened 10% tariff on goods from China as of September 1st, expect, ladies and gentlemen, that you will be paying much, much more for clothing, furniture, electronics, whatever it happens to be, because China does not pay these tariffs. You have to understand this. The people who are receiving the goods from China pay the tariffs.
Yeah.
And they have one of a couple of choices. They mm-hmm. either swallow that cost or mm-hmm. they pass it on mm-hmm. From their supply
to us. Get it. Yeah. Right along.
Of course, the president said numerous times, I think last week and the week before, that it's China that pays the tariffs, and he's absolutely incorrect. But
I know.
You know, that's
silly.
Anyway.
He does. I don't think he understands them, actually.
We're 4 minutes into this, and all we've done politics.
I know.
Let's talk about business.
That's not what we're here to talk about. But it just seems to be a lot of what's going on this week. So
Every week.
And the fair, of course, is big business deal for Des Moines
Iowa. It really is. I mean, millions of dollars go through there with nearly, it should be a million people.
The number one fair?
Yeah, it's huge. And so many of the people, what's interesting about the business of the Iowa State Fair is this year, many people who have done cash only at their outlets are now taking credit cards.
Yes, and I was actually a big deal this year.
Mm-hmm. So I was talking to a friend of mine who owns a very successful place out there. And Lyle. And we were talking about, I mean, he had just installed the ability to use credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, gosh, Lyle, what's going on? He says, well, I did that voluntarily this year because next year I think it's going to be mandatory.
Ooh.
So, you know, what they've wanted to do is do prepaid, like, debit cards and things like that for the fair.
Mm-hmm.
And so that they can track dollars more carefully. Because if you deal in cash, sometimes cash can disappear.
Oh.
And the fair doesn't get their cut.
I see. Gotcha. Well, the thing that they'll have to keep in mind is that when you have everyone in the world accessing their Wi-Fi so they can run their payments, though, they better be able to support massive amounts of Wi-Fi interaction.
That'll be interesting
in
to see.
In an open public space, and that can sometimes be tricky.
They wanted to. I thought this was remarkable. A couple of years ago, the fair board said, well, why don't we just do tickets? So you get a ticket for a dollar. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, all right, so you want to go out there and get a corn dog, it's going to cost you five tickets. There are not enough pockets on people
for
the tickets.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I can't even imagine what we end up spending and how many tickets that would be and how many times we'd have to go buy more tickets.
More tickets.
And or how many times we wouldn't buy more tickets because we're just done with it.
Done.
You know, there is a lot going in. I hadn't thought about all of these issues with the fair.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
It really is.
Well, so because of the fair, of course, a lot of people try to avoid doing a lot of stuff during this week.
Yeah.
But we will have 1 million cups this week because that goes on regardless. And after that, you can head on over to Friends of Small Business at West End Architectural Salvage. Those things will still be going on.
Making bacon.
And, of course, we also have green drinks this year, or this week, which is still going on, too. I checked to make sure. And that is something that happens once a month. It's done at Peachtree Brewing, which is in right across from Curate, which is a lovely venue downtown-ish over there. It's also a really neat opportunity for you to hear just the sustainability projects and people that are really working on that. There's a group each time that also comes to Green Drinks that's Urban Ambassadors, and they do a lot of green space initiatives. And then what they do is they always have two speakers that talk about some initiative or other that relates to either mobility or sustainability or clean energy or any of those sorts of topics. So so this time it's going to be new farmers and fresh food, which is
new
kind of
fitting
for the fair
food.
Week, right?
Yeah,
so new farmers and fresh food. I know some of the things they've talked about before is some corporate-sponsored urban gardens where they work with DMARC to the corporation has the employees do that, and then DMARC gets all this fresh food for people, which is really cool, a cool volunteer thing that you can do with your company. So it'll be interesting. Of course, there are a lot of millennials that are interested in this sort of farm-to-table and being able to get into farming. There's people getting interested.
We had a story today, just today, as a matter of fact, just before your time here with us, about the monumental amount of food waste that goes on.
Oh, my gosh.
Globally. It is, and it is a huge indicator of increased carbon into the atmosphere.
Yeah, I saw a report about that, actually.
It's amazing. And one of the things I think is curious about this is the United States, you know, we waste tons and tons and tons of food here. And I was speaking with a friend of mine, you would know him, John Thompson.
Yeah.
John, longtime friend in the technology sector here in the greater Des Moines metro. I was with him yesterday. And he was talking about, he lives next to Gateway Market downtown. And he said he and his family have become much more European in their grocery shopping. And what that means
is... going to like a market.
Yeah, you go on a daily basis rather than loading up on all this stuff and then wasting some of it. So, it's kind of an interesting thing. But farm fresh and table and all that. And then taking a look at how we buy stuff. And, you know, you go to Costco and you buy all this stuff in bulk. Do you use it? Hopefully you do. But anyway.
Well, see, what we have to have is the three-hour lunch hours that they have in Europe. That way we can go to the market.
Exactly. And what we need to follow Europe's example of taking most of August off. That would be ding, 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 I tell you.
So I think that's what happens to us is, you know, I know myself, when I go to the store, I just want to go one time because I don't have time. Uh-huh. But you're right. People do, like, go to the...
They go to the bakery. They pick up a baguette.
It's kind of like New York here because you wouldn't get a whole bunch of stuff. If you're living in New York, you have to walk, you know.
Right.
So, exactly.
New York is very much like that. Yeah. But out here, you know,
we have our SUVs and we load up.
Load them up.
And then we throw a lot away.
It's
so true. Yes, and it does cause a lot of... I think they were comparing it to how much, like, cows contribute. Yeah. But the food waste is a way worse issue. So anyway, you can learn about those topics and hear what speakers have to say and what's being done by going to Green Drinks. 6:30 to 8:30. So you can go after dinner.
Huh?
It's actually on, let's be clear about that, it's on Thursday.
Thursday,
right. August 15th. That's right. We're all the way midway through August already. And so that's a once-a-month thing. And it's great, a great get-together. So then we also have Des Moines Ad Day, which is on Friday. And
Ad Day.
I don't know much about Des Moines Ad Day, but it's by the, wouldn't you know it? The American Advertising Federation.
Sure.
Federation. And that is going to be at the Science Center of Iowa this Friday. And so it is basically about one-day event brings out the best in the Des Moines advertising scene to add fuel to your creative fire.
Wow, I like it.
So this year's Ad Day is focused on all the creative aspects of advertising. It has experience keynotes, expert advice in advertising, and how to build the best ad campaigns. So the conference is a chance to be inspired and re-energize, whether you're an advertiser or maybe you're someone who's been thinking about doing more paid advertising and you want to get your mind wrapped around what would be a good campaign. So that would be a great event to go to.
All right.
So, yeah. So those are some key things
for this
week. Of course, as I mentioned, and as we're talking about the fair, we're having a little bit of a light week. But then we do have Hashies right around the corner. And I know that you had Caroline on and spoke about Hashies, which is just kind of mark your calendar for the 23rd, I think we mentioned.
Yeah, tickets are still available. We have links to all of that, of course, up on our radio blog as well.
And that also is a great place to get some inspiration for your social media because these are campaigns that have run that have been noteworthy here in the Des Moines area.
So. Yeah, and one of the things I failed to do, I failed to include the Business News Hour in the podcast section.
I know, you missed the deadline.
We're just so busy, we even miss
being able to toot your own horn because you would have done a great job with it.
That would have been
next year.
Next year. All right.
All right,
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen. Laura Kennard is with Drake University. Also, you can find her at dmbizmixer.com. You want your event up on the radio blog? You can do that. All you have to do is do hashtag dmbizevents, and she will pick that up. We'll talk about it and give you all kinds of airtime. Thank you, Laura.
All right. Thank you.
All right, that about wraps it up for the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. Of course, we'll also play this on Tuesday and Wednesday as well, just so that you keep in line with what's going on out there. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For Laura Kennard and our entire crew, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.